Hi, Dr. Sharma. Regarding name of the patient is Rochelle Jordan, Rochelle Jordan. Date of service is 3/17/2020, and date of birth is 12/2/1984. Date of accident 6/26/2021. Rochelle Jordan is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident in Las Vegas, where she was rear-ended at a intersection light. After the accident, she remained some time in the Vegas, and then she moved to Michigan for her personal issues. It appears that the patient suffered from some headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, and incontinence of the urine, as well as pain in the neck, right shoulder, and lower back. At this time, patient has received plenty of physical therapy and also plenty of medications. She reports that she has 90% improved in her symptoms as compared to the beginning of the accident. No pain in the shoulder, neck, and lower back is present. Pain level is only 0 to 1, and 100% improvement is listed, and the ADLs are completely normal, 0. She can do all her activities. She is able to work full-time. She is a Lyft driver. In the neurology and psych, patient denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, balance problem, memory problem, or any focus problem or confusion, disorientation, none of that. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In pain and numbness, patient has some stiffness in the shoulder and lower back, but no pain. GI patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issue. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, and there is no blood in the stool or trouble or pain in the stomach. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain level has improved and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is free, full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 113/74, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is normal, and it is as from previous visit 2/17/2022, dictation number 0217-0140. The diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is okay to continue for physical therapy another month for 2 times per week with some massage, aquatherapy, gait training. She is advised about home therapy, heat, water heat, and exercises like yoga, acupuncture. She's also encouraged to use chiropractor if she needs to. Basically, she is 100% recovered from pain, and she's back to work. No other treatment is needed. Thank you. Her MRIs were, however, positive for the bulging disc in the cervical and also in the lumbar region. That for that patient has been advised to use the traction and other ways and to stretch. And otherwise, she has no symptoms at this time. Thank you.